Number two. Okay, yeah. All right. We wish that stays for a long time, but we know who Garfield is, right? The next one, leaving already, I'm saving a little joy for myself. We might be acting like Garfield. You know, basically, we are selfish, self-centered, right? One important thing Garfield is missing is that joy is meant to be shared. Even though you can find, discover joy in your life, your own life, personal life, and your family life, but yet still, the real joy, the everlasting joy, eternal joy, can be found somewhere else. So, this comic strip shows a typical human nature of being selfish. This morning, I'd like to share with you my three insights from the gospel lesson, The Lost Sheep. Number one, God wants you to be happy. That's God's intention. God wants you to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy in our life, right? Yeah. Everybody wants to discover happiness in their lives. And the problem is, we are not happy in what we do, what we say, in many ways. And it is really hard for us to find real happiness. Simply put, something is keeping us from being happy. What is it? Well, we can never fully be happy without God. Because God created us. God loves us. God wants us to be happy. And thanks to Lynn Ashworth for illustrating the Jeremiah text very well. Look at the beautiful drawing. And I'd like to ask one volunteer to read the Jeremiah text right now. One, okay, Ivan, thank you.
At that time, it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind comes from me out of the bare heights in the desert towards my poor people. Not to winnow or cleanse, a wind too strong for that. Now it is I who speak in judgment against them. For my people are foolish, they do not know me. They are stupid children, they have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no one at all, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. Because of this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above grow black. For I have spoken, I have purposed, I have not relented, nor will I return back.
Thank you so much. It's amazing. Lynn illustrated the whole thing on one drawing, and that's awesome. And she did a wonderful job, amazing job. It is interesting and at the same time sad to read verse 22. It says, they are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. You know, these people, the Israelites at that time, they have nothing good. They are all bad. The only thing they are good at is good at doing evil things. They are hopeless, dry, barren, lifeless, and desolate. That's their situation, but God still loves them. God wants them to return back to God. God still wants them to be happy again as God's children. The message of Jeremiah is simple, and other prophetic books in the Bible as well. Come back to me, come back to me. That's what God says. God, who is gracious and merciful. So the message is also true to us, each and every one of us. God loves you so much. God loves you. No matter who you are, where you came from, you are precious to God. And God wants you to be happy. God says, come back to me. Number two, God welcomes you home. Chapter 15 of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, is a very interesting chapter. It is a chapter called Lost and Found. There are three parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, also known as the prodigal son. But here, this morning's text has two parables, lost sheep and lost coin. These two parables of Jesus reveal God's loving heart. Jesus said, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. In verse 10, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. God rejoices over one soul being saved. God rejoices over one soul coming home. Let us pay attention to the parable of the lost sheep. This parable of lost sheep doesn't make sense, right? Leaving how many sheep? 99 sheep behind. And this shepherd goes to look for one lost sheep. Probably troublemaker, right? Probably very special and weird and, you know, I want an independence. Whatever reason that is, and this one lost sheep, he is lost. But shepherd, pay attention to 99 sheep. They are good. They are righteous. They are obedient. They are faithful, right? They listen to the shepherd. They stay. Okay, shepherd told us to stay, so we stay while the shepherd is going to look for the bad guy, troublemaker. Whenever we read this parable, it doesn't make sense. How come shepherd leaving 99 and look for one? I mean, we are more people, more number, and one. That guy is troublemaker. Just let him be. See, probably in many cases, many times, we always identify ourselves with 99 people, 99 sheep who are righteous, who are good, who are obedient, who are listening well. That's why it doesn't make sense, parable. But here, focus should be on one lost sheep. It will never make any sense until we realize that lost sheep is me, you. Doesn't matter how many, how million sheep out there. The most important thing is that you are the lost sheep, and Christ, the good shepherd, comes to you and finds you and brings you home. God welcomes you home. When I say the word home, I'm not talking about heaven as eternal, God's eternal home, or earthly home either. Home is where God is your God. Home is where you can feel safe. You are welcomed and you are being nurtured with God's love, word and love. Home is where you can share God's love and grace with one another. Home is, your home refers to your spiritual home, maybe the church, yeah. Moreover, home is Christ's world you can dwell in always and every day. Jesus says in John 8:31, according to the New Jerusalem Bible, he said, "If you make my word your home, you will indeed be my disciples." God wants you home. Welcome home, everyone. Number three, God desires you to respond to God's love. Last Sunday, I invited you to bring a friend for this morning service, and you did a good job, some of you, yes. Excellent, and welcome our new friends. But I believe this Bring a Friend Sunday should be every Sunday. Don't you think so? Yeah. While supplies last. We, the church, have been doing wonderful ministries and missions in the community and in the world. We are really, really good at sharing God's love with one another. However, we have not been doing well in inviting our friends to Christ, to church. One of the best ways for you to respond to God's love is to go out and search a lost sheep. But you don't have to do it literally. You just bring one friend and bring him or her home. Verse 6 from the gospel text. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." So we have every reason to celebrate every Sunday. You should have a pretty party, wonderful party, every Sunday. Because we have a friend or friends among us, because we have come home by the grace of God, because we were lost, but now we are found. And most of all, God delights in us, each and every one of us. God rejoices over one soul. God rejoices over one friend. God rejoices over you, each and every one of you. You are so beautiful and precious. And it is the time for us to bring a friend to church, not only today, but also every Sunday. Bring a church to Sunday. Right? And so God's everlasting joy will begin with you over one soul to Christ. And Jesus said, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we are so grateful that you, your love, makes a huge difference in our lives and in other people's lives. Help us to respond to your love, to your amazing grace, by bringing one soul to you, by bringing ourselves to you always. Help us to be home always, growing in Christ always. We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus"?